Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
What is up, everybody? I am back! Finally, June 18th, NXT post-show review, and I am not alone. As a matter of fact, I got a very special guest with me here today. We got comedian Chinadu. Chinadu, what is up, man?
Denise, I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. You are one of the hardest working people in wrestling, hands down, okay? And it is an honor to be a co-pilot tonight to review one of the best brands in wrestling, in my opinion, NXT. All right. I think I am the complete opposite of Righteous Reg. I love NXT and AEW as well. It's there. So we got.
Wait, do you not watch AEW?
I do. I do watch it though, but you know, it's seen better days. It's seen better days to me.
Oh, you know, my God. I was okay. That's it. We're going to have to start the war. Reg versus Chinadu.
We have to. Because I have bullet points in, but because I know why AEW is great, but it's also the points I'm like, NXT's better.
Oh, man. You know what, Chinadu? I think you have broken the record in less than a minute. You came in here with a hot take right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of them. It's just an honor to be here, man. I got a lot of hot takes, but it's just so dope to be here in the presence of the Denise Susser. Guys, I hope you guys don't know this, and I hope you don't mind if I go on a little tangent. Denise traveled to all the way to Scotland, and she does this off. Now, I'm a member, so I watch how hard you work. She travels. The expenses of traveling are not covered by YouTube checks, in my opinion. I don't care who you are. All right? It's so much you have to go into. So tonight, if you guys don't mind, I think this is my opinion. I don't know how many people are watching right now, but just in my opinion, imagine if everybody, instead of the usual super chat of like 3 to 5, imagine if just for one night only, just one night, imagine if everybody gave like 10 to 20 for Denise, just one night.
Oh my God.
I'm going to kick it off by giving 100. So if everyone follows suit, you don't have to give 100.
You don't have to do that?
No, I want to, because this is something I really do mean. I don't mean going a little promo, but the break fourth wall as an independent artist. I'm an independent artist too. I tour. I'm my own manager, my own agent. You know, I have a legal team, though, but I cover everything else myself. It's expensive. These things cost a lot of money. YouTube live streams do not pay as well as they used to, okay? This is done out of love and consistency for all these shows. She's on there with Fifo. She's out there with Sean and all the Kentucky he brings. That's a lot of work, okay?
You're telling me. 5 years of all that Kentucky.
So much Kentucky. It's like so much, like... And then you do Bust It Open and you do all these things and then you make your own content. You put out just as much content as Fightful does, in my opinion. No knock to them, not at all, but one person.
Yeah.
One person, yeah. Like spearheading this, you're the face of the brand. And to me, I'm getting my super chat right now. I'm going to give my 100 right now. You all don't have to give 100. You don't have to even listen to me. But I feel just on tonight, it'll be so dope. If
that
all
is
of us
so
imagine,
nice of you.
Imagine if everyone watching tonight gave 10 to 20. Imagine how much that would like be a difference maker for Denise behind the scenes in real life. Not just for the camera and all like that, but the expenses of this show, the travel, the real life, the grind of what it takes to bring us these videos. They get us through so much. Like when I watch NXT, I go to you first. I look for your page first immediately. I love it. You and Righteous Red are the freaking best.
Very kind of you. And of course, guys, all you have to do is check out the videos, guys. They're up here on the channel from Scotland. Check out the videos, and that makes me happy. And I'm just glad that people tune into the show on a weekly basis. And that really means a whole lot to me. Chinadu, I do want to give people the opportunity to get to know you a little bit. So tell the people what's up, man, because you are cooking, man. I saw some of the stuff that you're doing with freaking Dr. Phil. What?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I have a segment on their morning show, and I'll be on a few other shows on Dr. Phil's new station called Mary Street Media. It's his new TV station that he has based out in Fort Worth, but it's broadcast to 80 million homes. So if you have Dish, Comcast, U-verse, you can catch me on there giving my comedic takes about things that us as Americans that get on our nerves, the, you know, tip culture, buying a house, student loans is where I tackle things that, you know, I feel our generation are dealing with nowadays, like, you know, just real stuff though. So if you get a chance to watch me on there though, I'm also on Instagram every day, new videos every day on my channel. So
I've seen your stuff. I was actually just watching the one that you did about Chick-fil-A, and you were like, Father's Day, you get free Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Sunday that you're craving Chick-fil-A. Am I right or am I right?
It is the truth, and I don't know why that is. Like, I always want it on Sunday. I wake up Sunday morning, I'm like, man, you'll be good. That chicken biscuit. And I get up, it's not even open. And I saw that. I know, for a split second, I was like, okay, I'm pulling up Chick-fil-A. It had me for a second. I was like, that'd be a good video. But it's a true idea. But like you said to Denise, I do videos every day. I'm a stand-up comedian first, so I tour across mostly Texas. Is my main territory though, but I've been expanding across the country. I've done tester shows in New Orleans, Phoenix, Atlanta, Miami, and I have been in LA. I was at a Comedy Union in LA. So it was great, great energy out there. Y'all have great weather. Traffic is, Lord have mercy. God bless y'all.
Traffic is the shits, but the weather is amazing. It's funny because I was in Scotland, everybody kept going up to me and they would say, like, are you done? Are you so over this weather? And I looked at them and I said, no, I'm okay with it. This is totally different for me. But you know what really creeped me out about Scotland? And I don't know how many people have been there. Chinadu, have you ever been there to Scotland? The thing that tripped me out the most was, get this, it doesn't get dark at night, like a black sky. It doesn't come out until like almost like, I don't know, 1 a.m. It was 10. Okay, you're not going to believe me. I have to show you. So it was I'm not kidding you. It was okay, let me ask you. I mean, I kind of already gave away the answer, but what time does this look like to you?
It looks like 12 noon.
This is 10 p.m.
Are they filming Highlander out there right now? Why is it right?
Isn't this the freaking trip? This is 10 p.m. sky in Scotland. No filter, everybody. No filter. I felt so dumb because I was walking the streets and it was like 8 something, right? And I'm like, oh, it's 8 something. I need to go back to my hotel or else it's going to get dark and I don't want to be out here when it's dark. So I get back to my hotel. I take a shower. I do my business. I look outside and I was like, why the hell is it still light out? It tripped me out, bro. I had to call my grandma, my mom, and everybody. I'm like, I don't know when it gets dark here. Right? Look, everybody here in the chat is like, what the hell? Right? That's what I'm saying. It tripped me out so much.
That is insane. I know crime has to be so low out there. It has to be low. If it doesn't get dark till like almost midnight, it has to be low. Also, guys, please forgive the sweat. I have like a billion lights on and I'm half Nigerian though. So please forgive the sweat you see from time to time. I'm not going through things. I'm just half Nigerian. So this is just I was born sweating. Like, my dad is like, my son is so lazy, he can't pretend to sweat. Look at him. He's just sweating. So that's my dad. You know, I do that.
Damn, but bro, you're burning calories while podcasting. That's the best because it's like a workout and you're also working. So this is great. Yes. But I love it. Everybody's freaking out about like just like the difference in time and all of that. Yeah, it really is one of those things that tripped me out. But we got to go ahead and get into NXT because I fell asleep today, like just randomly right before NXT. And I got a text message that said something about like Frankie Kazarian or something on NXT. And I woke up and I was like, what's happening? And I was like, oh my God, I got to get up and watch freaking NXT. I was like, what am I doing? It was 2 minutes before 5 o'clock and I was not ready. So I started the show late. So by the time I come out here, I'm like trying to catch up with everything that's happening on the show. And we ended up getting some big, I would say a pretty big surprise with Joe Hendry. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to dive into that a little bit more, but first I want to go ahead and get into these super chats and get people's initial reactions to what went down, because we've been talking a whole lot about this NXTNA stuff and what is happening. So of course I want to go ahead and start things off with Steven here, who's 15 months strong in the DWO. Steven, thank you so freaking much for being part of the DWO. He also sends in a super chat saying, everyone go show some love to Denise's Clash videos and with what happened tonight, where would you love to see NXT TNA crossover go to next? So here's what went down. I might as well just go over what happened. We had the number one contendership battle royal to determine who would go on to face Trick Williams at NXT Heatwave. So one of the guys that was involved in this, but they sort of had everybody come out all at once except for a couple of people, and one of them was Frankie Kazarian. Frankie Kazarian was part of it, but he didn't have like an actual entrance. He came in with a bunch and whatnot. But a person who was a bigger surprise, I think, and did have an entrance, even had a whole promo, was Joe Hendry. And so Joe comes out, he cuts his promo, puts himself over, right? That's his bit. That's what he does. He gets into the ring and all the guys are like, F this guy. And there's like 20, 30 guys, I don't know how many, that just eliminate him. And I was booing. Honestly, Chinadu, I was booing because I was like, why the hell did you guys just eliminate Joe Hendry in like 10 seconds? Because to me, I'm just going to say it right now. Joe Hendry in the, 2 minutes that we saw him on NXT came across as such a big star. He instantly looked better than so many people that are on the roster right now. And I just want to say that that's honestly a testament to Joe Hendry.
I will agree with you. When I saw Joe Hendry debut, I'm certain grown men, wrestling fans all over the world, including Ali Davis and Luke Owen, blushed when his name appeared. Oh my! I was one of them. I was like, Joe, he's here, because he was one of the men who I was hoping would be there. Like, it's great. I love seeing Kaz. He's a great athlete. He still looks 27 even after all these years. Great hairline, all that. I was happy to see him, but Joe Hendry was my top pick to see. And I do hate that they eliminated him that way, though, but I feel in a way it kind of gives him a way out to not, like, win it, because I feel he wasn't going to win anyway, but all of them gang up on him, I feel is a good way out. You see how they hated on me? And that's a good way out, though, but I was just so excited to see him. The great promo. I really do feel, and just in my opinion, I could be wrong, I'm like, TNA, guys, are you sure you want to do this, man? Because NXT is going to take your guys, man. Like, when these contracts are up, they're taking Joe Hendry, they're taking Jordan Grace. We want this one, this one, this one. Ask by Elegance. Come on back here, girl. We love you, Dana.
Right. But it's so funny, though, because they already have so many people from TNA, especially behind the scenes, right? Like, you have so many people that are already working behind the scenes with WWE and have been for such a freaking long time. Jeremy Borash, Abyss, just to name a few. God, like, there's so many more that I haven't even named right now. But it's one of those things where it's so weird when you think about it, how long it took to get here. And of course, the big reason for that is Vince McMahon. He wasn't open to doing these types of forbidden door collaborations. And now things have changed with Triple H. And I think that they're seeing the benefits of, all of a sudden, for example, Jordan Grace is on NXT and there's all this buzz on NXT. And they're not even bringing in so many people. They're sprinkling a few here and there. But each time they do it, there's like this added buzz to the show. And so to answer Steven's question, I don't know where they're going to go next. But already I feel like I've gotten more than I even thought WWE would actually do. I thought, oh, maybe they're just going to do Jordan Grace because they did Jordan for the Royal Rumble. And then nothing really came about after that, and then it was Jordan Grace again. So then even part of me was sort of worried that this was just a Jordan Grace thing and that there wouldn't be any more of this. The reason I started to feel like there would be more was until I saw Jordan Grace wear that NXTNA shirt, and that's when I'm like, okay, there is going to be more.
Yes, and honestly, I'm such a huge fan. Again, like, I've been a fan since 98. Like, Vince not being there is so, I thought it would be weird, you know, just given because he's always been there, though, but it's such a refreshing era now, honestly, like, to see this kind of crossover, things I never thought I would see. And I feel such a great form of competition across the brands. Let everyone know it's a big world of wrestling. And the fact that WWE loses nothing by having TNA on the show, like, it's not like they're going to go over there and like watch ratings. As a matter of fact, I don't think TNA's really been seeing the ratings boost that they've been hoping to see, unfortunately. But I know for NXT, it's been great. It's been awesome, though. So I'm a huge fan of it. I love it. I cannot wait to see what happens next with this, though. I'm really excited about the entire outcome. Joe Hendry is just the freaking best, though. I'm such a huge fan of his. I was really excited to see him out there.
Yeah, he looks so freaking good. Dude looked like a star. And the second that he came out, it was so funny. I was dying. I posted my reaction on Instagram because the second that he came out, you know, he does his little face like, I can't explain it. There's something in the face, like the facial expressions. It's hilarious.
And he's like, this is still in that mic out there. I'm like,
please, I need Joe. I don't know when Joe Hendry's contract is up with TNA, but like you mentioned, they're going to be plucking people from that promotion even more so now, I guess. Yes. And they need them. They really do need, especially for the guys on NXT.
Wholeheartedly. And to be honest, and if I'm CW watching this, I'm very excited about getting this show pretty soon, though, because this show's already buzzing over 700,000 views on an average now. And it's only going to get bigger once again on CW to me.
We got Sheldon Jackson here who gifted 5 DWO memberships, continuing his streak. Sheldon, thank you so much.
Sheldon
also sends in a super chat saying, idea, Wes wins the NXT North American title by turning heel with the help of the Rascals, thus reuniting the quartet, Wes, Zachary, Wench, Trey, and Myron Reed. Also, how do you get jobbed out the last two times in the UK hotel, lights and hill? Dude, I don't know, man. I have no idea. I posted a vlog, by the way, for DWO members. You guys get to see my light experience in London because at Chinadu, I don't know if you noticed or know this, but you actually have to put a card inside this little thing on the wall in order to get electricity in a hotel room in London. And I went in and I was flicking the little switches and nothing was turning on. So I get on the phone like a Karen and I'm like, hello, your lights are not working in this hotel room. And they basically said, you just have to put the little key card in. And I'm like, key card? What? So you put the key card in the wall. And that was breaking news to me.
Why did they do that?
To apparently save electricity.
Oh. No, you know what? You know who I blame? No, you know what? I blame Russell Talk, okay? Now, Luke and those guys have known you for too long to have not given you a heads up on this. I blame Russell Talk for all this, man. It's their fault.
Yeah, and then I just fell off a hill in Scotland, so there was that too. It was really embarrassing. I fell in front of a bunch of tourists, and the man that was in front of me turned around and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks so much." Ha ha ha. Oh, I felt it coming. That's what I literally told him, because in my mind, I'm like, "I'm totally gonna fall," and then I just did.
Was it a long fall or a quick fall?
It was a fall that happened so fast that I didn't have time. Like the second that I thought in my head, oh my God, I'm falling, I was already on the ground.
Oh yeah, okay. That's good.
The fall was faster than my thoughts.
Well, that's good too. At least you didn't have time to process. Once you process your falling, that's the worst one. That's what everybody's watching. You're just tumbling, building momentum, embarrassment at the end.
It was so bad. What's worse is that my whole body weight landed on my left wrist. For some reason, I guess my instincts, I was trying to stop the fall with the left wrist, and instead my whole body weight just went on it. But yeah, what do you think of Sheldon's idea here? I know a lot of people definitely want to see the Rascals reunited. I know that's something that everybody wants to see.
I can agree, but I feel right now where Wes is at right now, like I want Wes to cook by himself. Honestly.
Really?
I do. Like, I feel like when he got injured, to me, like I was on the fence about it before, but when I saw his promo where he had to relinquish the North American title and the way he cried, like I was like, oh yeah, I like that. I like that passion. Like that sold me. It wasn't even his matches, it was the promo, because he was like, you could tell it hurt to let it go. And that's what I want to see in my stars of when they have to do something like that. I want it to really be painful. Like, this is what they love, this passion. And that won me over, though. So although the Rascals will be great, I feel, you know, there's time down the line, though, but I want Wes to cook on his own, in my opinion.
All right. You know, I don't blame you for that. I think part of me kind of feels, because we had the confrontation between him and Obafemi here today, right? Mm-hmm. And during that, I kept thinking to myself, like, I know Wesley is the babyface in this. I know we're supposed to be rooting for Wesley, but I don't want to see Wesley win the NXT North American Championship again. Like, that to me, no. I want to continue to see Obafemi just run amok with the title.
Yes, and I love, by the way, I love the Nigerian in me, all my Nigerian relatives that watch wrestling, we love us some Obafemi, that is our bro. When he comes out, like, he's and he's always like that. So he makes us proud. I like, because I see that gimmick and I'm like, I feel this is what they wanted for Apollo Crews, but it just didn't work out. And no fault to Apollo, because Apollo hated doing the accent himself. Like, no fault to him, though, but I love what they're doing with Oba. I love him being dominant, the champion. Like you said, I want Wes to cook, but I want him to be that underdog babyface that we get behind. Maybe a world title run, but I want Oba to cook with that North American title for at least another, like, 4 to 6 months, in my opinion. I want him a lengthy reign, like, and whoever takes it off him, I want them to be, like, made, because they beat Oba. The Oba family, that's what I want. So I want to, that's my vision.
That's sort of what I want to see too, because I'm a sucker for champions like Gunther, right? Those scary dudes that come out, they kick ass, they hold the belt for so long, and they just become so inferior where you're like, man, no one's going to bring this guy down. And I almost like, what's the harm in having a Gunther in NXT? There's no harm in that. And that could be Obafemi, because when you have a man that size, that's not as stiff and can actually move, you run with that.
You have to. And the crowd, even though he's a heel, he's a heel. Hey, puberty for a second. Sorry. Even though he's a heel, like, the crowd is into him. They're into him. Like, you got to run with that, man. Like, a monster heel. I'm going to have a big time run. And, like, whoever beats him, that'll make him. Like, even though I do feel Chad Gable should have beaten Gunther, I mean, it was a big moment when Sammy won anyway, though. You know, I do feel Chad should have done it. But it's a big deal because he had it for so long. And I feel the same thing with Obafemi. Like, Obafemi for champion for the rest of 2024. That's what I want.
We got William Buhner with a freaking generous super chat. William, thank you so much, man. He says, just a little help to pay the bills. Love you, Denise. Yes, this is all you, Chinadu. Yes, thank you so much, William.
Keep it going, DWO. Show your love to the fearless leader, Denise Salcedo, who gets up every day, making content every day, videos every day, interviews every day. Interviews with superstars, and you don't even have interviews for it. Do you know how many Kalani Jordan interviews there are? Like one.
It's with mine.
With her. Just it. Just one. That's it. So this is hard work, y'all. This is a lot of time to sit around and press scrum. Do you know when CM Punk went viral for that? Although they have Raw
Land.
Yeah. You know what sound that was? Sound say, oh, okay.
I have sat through a lot of press conferences, that's for sure. A lot of hours spent. But you know what I just realized? You're my Paul Heyman, Chinadu.
I have to be. I will be the advocate for the reigning.
Yeah. I feel standing. Like Roman Reigns right now.
Yes. Because ladies and gentlemen, if I may get 30 seconds to be a promo. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is comedian, content creator, and professional Texan, Chinadu. And I am the advocate for the amazing, awesome, talented, revered, amazing Hollywood Denise Salcedo, one of the hardest working people in wrestling entertainment. Daily content, daily videos, on the ground all the time. Works with Sean Ross Sapp and all the Kentucky he brings. Okay? Lots of stuff you got to go through over there on that channel with Fightful. Go there, bust it open, a lot of work over there. And she does it with a smile, always a cheerful. And to be a woman in this field is very hard, okay? We ain't got to say no names, nothing like that. But I know it's hard. It's barriers. It's dickheads. It's assholes. It's chauvinists. It's all those things you have to navigate and world through. And what people feel is a man's sport, okay? So I feel on this night, we show love to Denise Salcedo with a record-breaking amount of super chats for her. Enough that it makes a real difference, okay? So everybody, dig deep tonight if you can. 10. 20, 50, you know, if how much you do, okay? But I kicked it off. I think I sent mine in for 100 already. I think it sent in.
Oh,
I'm kicking off with 100. And let's set a record for Denise Salcedo. All right, DWO, are you with me?
I'm telling you, you're my Paul Heyman. That's it. I finally have a Paul Heyman. My whole life I've wanted one. Now I've got my very own. William Buhner, seriously, thank you so much for the super chat. And we got an awesome promo from Chinadu from that channeling his inner Paul Heyman. We got Tracy here, DWO member, who says, well, here is my free one. I believe in Joe Hendry. We got Luis Arturo Mendez, who says, say his name and he will appear. Jarvis V sends in a generous super chat saying, I believe in Denise Salcedo. Damn, that is so freaking nice, Jarvis. Thank you so much. Tracy WV88 says, thank you for everything, Denise. Love all the videos and the newer Raw reviews. I respect all your hard work and your passion for professional wrestling. Continue growing your channel to 200K incoming. Tracy, thank you so much. Damn, you guys are going to break me on this podcast.
Yes, man, because you deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, man. When I tell you, I teared up watching you unwrap your 100,000 K button. I teared up
watching. Oh, you watched that? Oh, that's embarrassing. Yes. Yeah, that video was embarrassing.
No.
I know a lot of people. A lot of people said really nice things about it, but when it's you, it's like, like nobody wants a video of them like that.
Crying, folding up all night, like on the internet. Like, I understand. But you deserve it. So, like on YouTube, I think I've been at like 15K for like 5 years on YouTube. YouTube is one of the hardest platforms to grow on because there's no like. I feel like there's no set base. There's no way to like. Understand it in some ways.
Everyone's journey on YouTube is very different. Yeah.
Yes. You and Chris Van Vliet, y'all two are such pile. I feel like I connect with you on an artist level. And this is just to me, like I feel like people know like me and you, we're the burrowers. Like we were not ideally everyone's first round draft pick. No one's like butt kissing, boot licking political favorites, none like that. Nobody's drinking buddies. We go out with and drink and smoke and all that with. We have to really work hard for everything we get. We're burrowers. We have to work hard for every inch, scrap hard, work hard, be better than everybody else, go further than the next man, do more than what everyone's willing to do. The consistency level that's off the charts just to be on the radar is hard. And I know in comedy myself, it's difficult. So I get in wrestling, it's even harder. I see you. I watch. I see every day. I'm looking on here. I see you, Simon Miller, Russell Talk, Cultaholic, What Culture, Jim Cornette. Keeping it 100, Eric Bischoff, Bubba Ray Dudley, all these guys I see. And I know there are other women in there too, but the one who's the standout, one of the ones who's out here working her butt off, her ass off to me, is Salcedo. So, and keep it a buck, no Milwaukee. You know, we're going to keep it a buck on here, man. Let's show her some love on here. $10 minimum. I'm no disrespect if you can't give that at all. No, because still give it. To give five, still give it though. But on this night, we want a record-breaking number to show our leader how much we appreciate her in the DWO. I know we can do it, y'all. Let's keep it going.
Tracy, thank you so much. We got Sam Pyboon here who says, which TNA superstars do you want to see next week at NXT Heatwave? Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, I've been wanting to see Josh Alexander for the longest time on NXT. That's the one, Chididu. That's the one where I'm like, I don't even care about like, I mean, there's a lot of people because I know I did this NXT TNA crossover video here on the channel. And when I was starting to put up my little dream card together, I started to go, oh, shit, there's kind of a lot of people that I would want to include in this. I mean, you got Rich Swann, you got Moose. I mean, there's a lot of freaking people there and I could work up some nice matches with people. But the number one person that I want to see from TNA over on NXT for a cameo, not a cameo, but like an actual matchup, it's Josh Alexander.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And like those, because his talent is so unmatched. He's been out there killing it in TNA for a long time. I mean, such a highlight, too. And I feel TNA, I mean, like the wrestling has been such, it's revamped so much. Not that they hit like a hard down point, but it kind of did. And like, I feel like these past few years have been such amazing matches, rivalries, promos, and moments. So I feel he's literally like a classic moment away at NXT from being, I feel like, a big time superstar over there. And again, TNA, be careful. Anthem Sports, be careful. Resign these guys quick because when they're spotting.
I mean, they have to have, they know this. Like, there's no way. Like, everyone in their mothers knows this, that the second certain people's contracts are up, WWE is going to be interested as they have been for several years in a lot of the talent.
Yes, and I'm telling TNA, listen, y'all, they want your top guys. They don't want Shark Boy. They want your top guy. No disrespect.
I used to be a fan of Shark Boy.
Give me a shell, yeah. That's my guy. But I just feel with TNA, there's no bit. But be careful because like this is literally like what happened in like with AW and New Japan, like that entire market. AW gutted
New Japan. Yes.
Like, and I feel we talk about it, but it was kind of savage. A little bit like y'all really pulled everybody that was worth like buying a ticket for. Y'all were McMahon in the 80s.
They did. They took him. They took him. Hey, man, when you got money talks, and they gave it to them. They took him. It happened. And we didn't even get to finish this, but for the Battle Royal winner, by the way, was Javon Evans. Now, Javon Evans has been this like up and comer on NXT, has been gotten really over very fast with the audience because he comes in and he's a very fast, you know, agile guy. I can't even say guy. He's a kid to me. He's so young. Yeah, I don't even know how old he is. I feel weird calling him a guy. To me, he's still a kid. But he's very lovable, right? Like you just instantly like Javon Evans. Like you can't hate Javon Evans. And he ends up winning this Battle Royal, and this, you know, he was announced as the person that would go on to face Trick Williams at NXT Heatwave, but later on it was revealed like, hey, Ethan Page was never eliminated. So they make this main event match between Javon Evans and Ethan Page. You got Trick on commentary, and Ethan Page defeats him. So here's the thing: Ethan Page then confronts Trick Williams and he tells him, hey, you, like, I should be the new number one contender. And he's right. He should be the new number one contender. You can't just defeat the number one contender and then not be the new one.
And then clean. He beat him clean. I was like, I understand he wrestled earlier, though, but at the same time, so did Ethan. So it doesn't, like, make as much sense. Like, why would you guys bury the number one contender the same night? Unless, of course, this is just, you know, an exhibition to see how Javon does in that spotlight. Although with Ethan Page, I will say, this is the most I've seen him talk ever. I have never seen him talk as much AW. Like, I'm so happy he's here. I was hoping Scorpio Sky would make his way over here, you know, but maybe someday we'll see. But with Ethan, all ego Ethan Page, this guy is on a roll. I'm so happy he's here because I'm a big Trick Williams fan. And although I did find the Last Legend storyline very entertaining because I love both. I love me some good romance and ride. Let me look good, romance and wrestling sometime. I was ready to see Trick be challenged by a serious contender. I was ready to see him be a serious competitor. Like, I love Trick Willie. I love that guy, but I want to see him whoop some ass and be like, yo, we out here ready to fight. And I feel Ethan Page is going to bring that threat. I'm really excited to see what comes next with that. Although I do feel bad for the young OG for getting buried like that.
I was going to say. But you know what? Let's be real. It's too soon for him. It's too soon. Yes, he just got there. He's been there like, what, five shows maybe? I don't even know how many shows he's been there. But it's too soon. But here's the thing. The way that things ended, it got me thinking, what is going to be this match? Because you had the confrontation with Trick Williams and Ethan Page. And then you also had the confrontation where Sean Spears came out there and started attacking Javon Evans. Trick Williams goes out there, starts punching Sean Spears, helping out his friend Javon Evans. And then all of a sudden, we have Sean Spears and Ethan Page both attacking Trick Williams. So the closing shot of this was all four guys just laying there on the mat. What do we do? What's the situation? Do we just go in like a tag? Do we do like a tag team match? Do that then leads to an actual fatal four-way? What's going to be the match at Heatwave? Because to me, it can't be Javon Evans anymore. He got beat.
I agree. And to be honest, too, like as big of a fan as I am of both, like the young OG, I was concerned about what kind of match it would be between Trick and the young OG, just because neither are quite ring veterans yet. Like, and I do feel if you put in someone like an Ethan Page or a Sean Spears, somebody who I feel a little bit more balanced in that ring, I feel it'll add that extra polish to that's needed, though. But for this, I see Fatal 4-Way, in my opinion. I don't mean – I could be wrong, but, no, the shot that they gave us closing out the NXT with the overhead shot of all guys kind of reaching for the NXT title, they gave me Fatal 4-Way energy. And, you know, I could be wrong, or it could be a tag, but I feel Fatal 4-Way would be something really good. It can – I feel it can protect – not that Trick needs protection, he's a champ. Not that he needs protection, though, but, like, I know they still feel some of his in-ring work still needs a little bit more polish, so I feel something like this will still a good chance to not put all the pressure on him for a one-on-one, but still give him a chance to show what he does best in those moments, in those spots.
So I'm thinking that we will get a tag team match sort of, like, just ahead of time, like, probably next week on Tuesday, and then NXT Heatwave, because I'm like you, I was also thinking that, hey, it's giving Fatal 4-Way vibes with all four guys. I'm like, you don't just do that shot for shits and giggles. So that shot had a purpose. And I think that was the purpose because you thought it. I thought it. Okay, I'm sure a lot of people thought it here too. So I do think that that's probably what we're going to see. Probably the tag team match on Tuesday, then NXT Heatwave, possibly a Fatal 4-Way. Because you can't do the NXT Heatwave match with Trick and Javon, because now you've undermined the number one contender, and you can't do that to the number one contender.
Yes, because if Ethan Page can beat Javon, then that means Trick can definitely beat Javon, because Trick beat Ethan. Like, so I look at it that way. Like, so again, I don't understand the reasoning. It kind of reminds me of when Rey Mysterio won the WWE title and then lost to John Cena the same night. It kind of reminds me like that. Like, why?
Right, right. So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. That was really like the main, that's the meat of NXT today. We still got several more topics to hit on. Here we go. Chinadu's super chat came in. Thank you so freaking much, Chinadu. I think you're the first person in history that has sent a super chat while being on the show. you made history here today on the channel. Seriously, thank you so much. You didn't have to do that, but thank you.
No, I definitely wanted to. And if we have new people coming in right now to the chat, welcome to Salcedo Appreciation Night. All right, we're tipping a minimum of $10. You don't have to, of course, because you get whatever you want to give, but to me, the cost of what it takes to like bring on people, you have guests on there, she comps them, she takes care of travel herself, she has a team of people that she pays to help with edits and all that. It's a lot. So when she gets money, the last person that gets paid is Denise Salcedo. You want to know how I know this? Because I do the same thing with comedy. I run operations too. I pay comedians, I tour, hotel travel, expenses, taxes. And taxes, Lord have
taxes
mercy.
Taxes are the worst. Come on. Listen, now. Why do they got to do us dirty like that?
I mean, they got us on like some December to dismember dirty type out here doing us wrong. Horrible, horrible quality that they give us. But on this night, we just want to show, we want to help her recoup some money that she spent on this trip. Because I know she spent money on this trip. It costs plane travels. You got hotels, food, extra expenses, you know, just going out there. Like, it costs a lot of money to do that. And then to come back here a few days later, cover Raw while editing videos, and then come around the next day and do NXT again. It's amazing. So let's show us some love. And I think tomorrow's with AEW with Righteous Reg.
Yeah, we'll be live tomorrow. It'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. The full slate of shows. We're back, baby. We're back.
Yes. So she's on air almost every day, what it feels like. And then when she's not, she has amazing interviews that drops up with Bianca Belair, Jordynne Grace, Roxanne Perez, who is the homie. Shout out to my homie, Roxanne Perez.
Oh, I love Roxanne.
Yeah, shout out to shout out to Roxanne. Roxanne on the government. Shout out to Roxanne.
Okay. You know, I never know anyone's government name. I'll tell you that much. It always throws me off whenever someone refers to a wrestler with their real name. It trips me out, man. It really trips me out. Like, I kind of hate it. I'm like, don't break it. It's still real to me, damn it. Like, keep it as the keep it as their name. Like, I know when I would do, like, ring announcing for GCW and stuff, and I would see people, like, refer to other people as their real name, and I'm like, ooh, no, you're this person to me. You got to stay this person to me forever.
And I'll agree with you, too, because I called her, she was Roxy. In Reality of Wrestling, Booker T's promotion. So I'm a big Reality of Wrestling fan, though. So it's out here in Houston. That's my favorite indie promotion out here. Road Nation, we in here. Jordynne Grace came through there. So did Roxanne Perez. So it's the premier indie league out here. That's what we got. So I first saw Roxanne as Roxy. So it was so hard to see her be Roxanne. I kept calling her Roxy for the longest time. I'm like, Roxanne. Okay. Roxanne Perez. But it's just so dope to see her on that roster like that. I know I'm getting a bit off topic, though. But remind everybody, Salcedo Night is tonight, okay? Give that money. The money is important, y'all. Okay. I don't know. It needs to be real. Money matters. Okay, guys. Let's bring in that money. So we leave here when Salcedo gets this payout, because you don't get all of it, though. They take a little portion of it too, though. So let's make sure it's a good pot for something that can like really make the day. You know what I'm saying? That can really make an impact on either expenses for cameras, lighting, travel, these bills. Cause she does this for a full-time job, y'all. All right. So yeah, okay, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, y'all. So let's give, show love. You know what I'm saying? And again, so I say that we appreciate you.
I'm just happy people are here, honestly. We got Sheldon Jackson, who says, fun fact, this was Frankie Kazarian's first appearance wrestling on WWE since August 2005. Dude, I forgot Frankie Kazarian was even in WWE. Like, they had mentioned it on commentary. And I was like, what did he even do? He was like on Velocity, I think, for a bit.
Yes, it was Velocity.
It was Velocity, right? Like,
oh my
like,
God.
I haven't thought about Velocity in the longest freaking time. Come on now. Man. Velocity, that takes me back, man.
It does. Like, I can't lie, man. Like, if he's on Velocity, like, I feel like that almost like even counts him being in the company, man. I don't even count. This okay. No, I don't count that, man. It's
yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Gary DePearl Jr. who says, can we get a Santino, Ariana Grace, NXT TNA segment? I mean, they have to, right? How do they not? But I feel like they're almost saving it. They're saving it.
I agree, yeah.
We got Will Chisholm who says, look at the bright side. At least your day wasn't as bad as Chad Gable's last night. Dude got murdered. Poor guy.
Like, legit. And I was shocked to see it because he was in such a prominent storyline, I felt, because he was, like, building for the world. So I'm like, okay, that's really good. And I see him laid out. Just, like, oh, my God. They killed Chad.
Do you think it's going to be a situation like a zombie type of thing? Have you seen that? I mean, I'm not really too familiar with zombies, but it's like one of those things where you get bit, you become a zombie. So, hey, you get killed. All of a sudden, you become, I don't know what you become.
Yeah, I do hope they don't, because I remember the first episode of ECW when they did that, and I was like, oh, wow, I hope that doesn't come back. So I hope they don't, like, revisit, get any ECW ideas. But I do, but to me, I hope they keep it, like, kind of, like, really just, like, cult-like, you know, like, maybe brand, like, cult leader type of energy, whatever. Like, I want it to be,
it's
like,
spooky, where, but it's realistic, because we have, like, a zillion cults here.
Yes, realistic though, and like I want Uncle Howdy to understand he's on television. Why am I here? Because we reach millions every week, man. That's why we're here, to spread the word of the Wyatts. That's why I want that. Like, I don't want him, you know, spook. You know, I don't need that. I need this guy. He can acknowledge Bray. I'm fulfilling my brother's legacy. It's right there to me.
We got Jarvis V, who just became a brand new member of the DWO. Thank you so much to Jarvis. We got John Deller here with a very generous super chat saying, keep it up, girl. John, thank you so freaking much. Appreciate that very, very much. We got Darius Tumblin here, who also sends in a super chat. Thank you so much, Darius. You rock, man. We got Corey MacArthur, DWO member for 12 months. It says the Renaissance woman is back. Damn, thank you so much to Corey as well. We got Bear Hudson, who says, Denise, you're the very best. I agree with everything Chinadu said. Denise, my dad was going through health issues, and your show is able to make me laugh. Chinadu preaching like long Sunday service. Thank you so much. I think sometimes we forget like who's watching the show. And every time I go to events and I meet people and they're like, oh, I see you on so-and-so show. I'm like, oh shit, thanks, man. Like, it's nice to see people's faces and see, and just like, I don't know, just get to know them behind just a username, right? And behind just a username. We also have Missy with a very generous super chat. Missy, thank you so much. She says, for representing us, having to work twice as hard as nobody's. Thank you so much. I love
that. Exactly. Hey, thank you, Missy. Thank you, Missy. Exactly.
Thank you so much, Missy.
Naming all those big time channels that everyone watches, there was one girl in that mix. And I'm like, and I mean, I know there are other women, of course. I don't mean to like knock them or anything like that, but off top of my dome, like, you gotta acknowledge that. That's hard work. A lot of hard work, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Corey MacArthur says, for our fearless leader, Denise, a hardworking woman, and I watched all the content from Clash at the Castle. Awesome new camera, clear, concise footage. Great job, dude. Well, I was just here on the freaking a couple weeks ago. For those that listened to the SmackDown podcast, my camera broke days before I left to Scotland, and I had to rush myself to Best Buy, and I got very lucky that apparently if you have the warranty and the Best Buy membership, which I got on the spot, they end up giving you like a new camera, and it was the last one that they had at Best Buy too, and I was like, oh my God. So I had to I was very lucky that day, but it was a good day that day. It was a bad day that turned into a good day. So, So I'm glad that the footage came out good too, for the camera and whatnot.
Do y'all see that grind that she just said right there? I heard all that grind that she just did to make it happen for the video. Some folks would have just been like, I'm just putting it on my iPhone, whatever. It's all good. Do y'all hear that grind? Grind, the dedication to make sure this stuff happened. Go on, give them super chats coming in, y'all. Let's go and do it. So love to see it. Denise, I say, thank you all so much for being so generous too. Cause I know bills, times are hard for all of us though, but this really will go a long way for real, for real. You have no idea. It's hard to do this behind the scenes though. So like, I know Denise can't say it herself cause she's too busy doing it, but I'll say it. All right. So every super chat y'all give in, man, goes a long, long, long way, man. So much love to all y'all for real.
Thank you. We got Darius Tumblin here who says, Darius from Cleveland, it's almost SummerSlam. Isn't it crazy to think that SummerSlam is going to be in Cleveland, by the way?
I know, of all places.
Dude, I remember when we used to have, like, what was it, like 5 years in a row where SummerSlam was in Los Angeles and then they finally went to Brooklyn?
Yes.
I didn't take advantage of that. I used to love it though when SummerSlam was in LA, because it was like they used to do a whole big thing about it. They used to do the event, obviously, but then you also had like SummerSlam access, SummerSlam beach parties, and they used to go all out. And I remember that was the thing that I used to look forward to every year. And I think back then, I mean, I was a lot younger, so I was just like, you know, going to the shows, going to the meet and greets, and just it, I don't know, it brings back some fond memories. So I almost feel like I didn't realize how cool it was to have SummerSlam each and every single year in Los Angeles back in the day. But I've been to Cleveland one time. Yeah, I went for a wedding. Sorry, I was trying to remember. I was like, why did I go to Cleveland? Oh, yeah, I went for a wedding. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what how SummerSlam is in Cleveland.
Yeah, like Cleveland is no. I love all cities, though, you know, but Cleveland, you know, it's you know, I feel the people, though, like I feel where they're located at is not much to do, but the people are so passionate, though. Like they're going to show up and really turn up, though, because they love sports and they love representing Cleveland. I'll put it that way. They love representing that city. So should be good.
Will Chisholm says, when The Undertaker had his Mania program with AJ Styles, when he called AJ Allen, I laughed. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. Thank you for reminding me of that, because I kind of forgot about that. So thank you. We got Sheldon Jackson here who says Toxic Attraction 2.0 is coming, and I almost threw my Xbox controller at my TV because they're going to face this woman, JC Jane. They're going to force this woman, JC Jane, down my throat as leader with Jasmine Nix and Fallon following the Mandy Rose path. Lord help us all. So you're here. You're near Chinadu. Sheldon's not a fan of JC Jane. We've tried to make it happen. It didn't happen. He tried. He definitely tried, but it didn't happen. I feel like them doing this new version, if that's what they're doing, the Toxic Attraction 2.0, it's probably going to work best, because I think JC Jane does work well in a group setting. I think it definitely helps elevate her.
I agree. She needs flunkies for her persona, though. Like she needs because her persona is I'm somewhat of a user. Like I need people to put around me to get to where I want to get to. That's what happened with Chase U for a while. That's what made it so interesting with Thea Hale. And for this one now, it's the same thing. I feel her character needs that kind of faction. Sheldon, you know, I understand it. You know, I do hope you can, you know, you turn around to JC Jane, because she's pretty cool to me. I don't mind her at all. I think she's great, but you know, I do respect it, and I definitely respect the fact that you gave a 20 tonight. I appreciate that. Goes along with the homie Salcedo. So, you know, of course, it's great, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. I'm with you, Sheldon.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. All right, so let's go ahead and get into some of these topics here. We got to get into the triple threat for the women and what we saw here, because this is basically, it really, really wasn't about the match. It was more so about the outcome of it. And it was Roxanne Perez and Lola Vice who defeated Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson and JC Jane and Jasmine Nix. But the big thing here is that Lola Vice and Roxanne Perez are in a program. And I couldn't be more excited about this, Chinadu, because I think Roxanne Perez is awesome. But Lola Vice, she grabs you, makes you pay attention to her, and she's freaking good. And you know what? It's been a while since I have seen Lola Vice get outsmarted here. And in this situation, Roxanne Perez, not only did it look like Lola Vice had the match won for them, Roxanne Perez tags herself in. She's the one who ends up getting the victory for the team. And then afterwards, when they have their hands raised, Roxanne is the one who then freaking elbows her in the face. And Lola Vice is not a sucker. She doesn't get pushed over by any of the women. I mean, she's undefeated in these NXT Underground matches. They've been building her up very nicely. I was kind of surprised seeing Lola Vice sort of, take a backseat here to Roxanne Perez.
I would say too. I was surprised too, but I loved it. First of all, I'm very proud of these two Latinas in this main event scene, tearing it up like this. Whatever. I love the diversity I'm seeing in NXT. I love seeing so many different people and backgrounds that are being in prominent positions. It's not the same old blonde hair, blue eye type girl. You know, I call it the Laurinaitis type. You know, we're not seeing that over and over again. We're seeing someone real. And Lola Vice is legit. Like I'm in her fight. She can really fight. She's legit. She has everything I feel the wrestling crowd would want. The real fans, she's a legit MMA competitor. She can legit wrestle. And for the people who go in for sports entertainment, she has the look too. She, the I'm a Latina, all the stuff, you know, everything she does. Like, I know that gets the crowd hype. She's very, very talented. I love this program. And I can't wait to see it. I love that Roxanne Perez came out on top because she's the champ. And I feel she's been on the best heel run, I feel, in NXT right now. Like, people were not on board with it at first, but I always felt she would be a great heel because she's so nice in real life that I feel this would be like perfect because she gets to be like someone who I feel she's not. Because I mean, I don't know her well like that, but I've known her for a while. Very sweet girl, y'all. She's one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet in your life. Like, she's not who she is on camera. She's such a nice person for real. So it's good seeing her be this, like, this asshole. I love it. I love seeing her be a dick. I love seeing her be a dick. And so,
I do too. But she really is like that, though. She's a very, like, sweet person. That interview that I just posted with her, everybody was like, oh, my God, she's just so sweet. And she was still, like, trying, you know, she was sort of healing it up in just, like, a little portion of the interview. But for the most part, it's just her as, you know, who she is, right? But she, it's so, I feel like a lot of people couldn't really imagine her as a heel because of how sweet and how, like, just the way that she presents herself. She doesn't present herself like a heel whatsoever. And so it did take a while to sort of see her in that light. But now, because I think she knew how much she had to overcome, she had to multiply whatever heel version she was. She had to multiply that times 10. And I think she's done that. And now I do think that people are buying it. I really do. I see the comments. I see what people in the chat say, what people on social media say. And I think people are starting to buy her as a heel. And when you see her the last couple of programs that she's been in, the stuff with Jordynne Grace was a huge, huge leg up for her. Yes. Now with Lola, and the fact that they actually booked Lola very well, heading into her becoming a challenger to Roxanne, I feel like that is a perfect case scenario right there, a hot challenger.
I truly agree. And like Roxanne's whole look and everything, I mean, she's even changed her ring, her earring style. Like me, when she did that suicide dive, I was surprised because that's such a face move that she used to do. Changed up her, you know, her moveset a lot, though. It was so good to see it. And seeing like with the kind of heelish like highlights in her hair, the full thicker hair look, whatever. She's so like, I love it. I love it so much. And this is because I remember when she came from the first Ring of Honor Women's Champion and being over at the Row and how hard she worked. She's from here. Just seeing her grind, I'm so proud of her, like, every step of the way. Just, I love Roxanne Perez to the moon. And if you don't mind me asking, Denise, I want to get your take on something. If you don't mind me asking, it could be wrong on this. Do you think they're keeping Roxanne Perez and Thea Hell separated for a while? Like, have they ever crossed paths at all yet?
No, they really haven't.
Do you think they're saving that for something?
Here's the thing with Thea Hale. I'm glad you bring this up because I had been sensing this for a while. When we were getting ready to do the NXT North American Women's Championship ladder match and the combine and the whole thing that we just went through, Thea Hale was somebody that I thought was going to be in that ladder match. I was actually bummed when she wasn't in it. And I remember saying, why did they leave her out of that? And I get it. She was doing some other stuff. But it feels like the stuff with Chase Yu, and I said this a couple weeks ago, is sort of holding her back. This storyline is holding her back where she's gotten to the point now where she's a really good wrestler. But the story, again, is holding her back. Like, she should be in these big matches already. Like, I feel like they keep sort of going like, not yet, you're looking good, but not yet. We got to keep you focused on this. We got to keep your attention here so that we are stalling for time and not having you in this particular spotlight. But like, she should be in that spotlight already because she's one of the few people that legitimately has just like that. She just has that lovability, right? That aura of, oh my God, she's so cute. You can't hate her. And I've said this before, but she has a character that could have easily been annoying. A lot of people could have hated it. Instead, she made it extremely lovable. And so I feel like Thea Hale, they've sort of been keeping her on the sidelines.
I agree. And I feel, and again, I like the idea of Chase Yu. I do. I don't like
Chase Yu. I'm so over Chase Yu. I hate over Chase Yu.
I know. I don't like it at first either, though, but it grew on me, but then it grew off of me. Like, now I'm not really with it. Like, I understand what it's for, but I feel like right now what Thea Hell is, I feel like this is like having who Liv Morgan is right now in the Riot Squad right now. That's what I feel it's like right now for her, and I feel like she needs a big breakaway. And then they have Rich Holland. Man, I don't hate Rich Holland, but I don't want it, okay? It's not working. The crowd doesn't care. The only thing that can make Rich Holland work, and I'm sorry to bring this up, Big E needs to come out and say, hey, it's all good. We forgive you. You need to get out of this rut. And I feel then build a redemption story around that. Everything else is not working. It is not working, and nobody cares.
No, it's feeling just It's feeling like a chore. I feel like, oh, yes. I have to watch this because it's part of the show and I'm watching the show, but I am so, I truly do not care for what they're doing with the storyline with Chase U and Ridge Holland. And then even today, there was a moment where they had Gallows and Anderson backstage tell him like, oh, you went from hanging out with the brutes to hanging out with some dorks. And I'm thinking, yeah, he kind of did though. Are they wrong?
He did.
They're not wrong.
Yes. He went from being on SmackDown on Fox. Tonight he's back on developmental. So that kind of step back, although they're on TV, though, it is like, and you look at his character, like now he doubts himself, and it's 1 week he doubts himself, the next week he might be a heel, he might be a face, and like, I don't care. Him and Karrion Kross can go somewhere. I just don't.
So what you're saying is you're still not feeling the final testament.
No, not at all.
Thank you, Chinadu. Thank you. I feel I have felt so alone in my assessment of the final testament that I'm like, am I just a hater? Like, am I a jerk? Is this me? Am I the problem?
No, it's not working. The one guy who's great on the mic, they don't let Paul Ellering talk. He's the guy who should be talking. Not Karrion Kross. We don't care. Scarlett is pretty, yes, but that runs out. It runs out. And AOP. We tried this with Seth. We tried this. We've been here. And now the wide six is here. The spooky. Yeah, no. Y'all got to go. We only need one. I'm sorry. You can't have two of them. It's like if they feud. It's not going to be a feud.
Step to the side. You got to go. You got to go. It's not like my new favorite thing ever. You got to go.
Yeah. You got to go. You got to go. You just...
Oh, man. We did get Chase U versus Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Chase U got the win. Anything here that, you know, sparked some interest?
Honestly, not really. Like, you know, I love seeing the Good Brothers compete. You know, I'm happy with them, though, because, like, they're doing what they love. I feel they're in a place in their career right now. They're having fun. You know, like I feel they have a lighter schedule. I remember when they were doing, is it Talking Shop Mania? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Talking Shop Mania. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like they were all working hard all over the place. And I feel now they, you know, get some good money, hang back, relax. I'm happy for them. You know, I think it's great. Get that elevate, have really good matches on NXT where it's appreciated, you know, and I feel it's good. And again, but right now, Chase U, like I used to really be into it though, but at this point now, everybody said move on. If he got a new class of people in there for new storylines, maybe. But it's like you're just going back and forth, and like it's over.
It's expired. We're drinking the sour milk, guys. We're drinking it. Willem Buner, on top of the generous super chat, he also just gifted 10 DWO memberships. Yo, that is freaking awesome. I shouldn't clap on the air because I've been told that clapping on the air messes up the audio or whatever. But here we go. I'm going to clap up here.
Yes, man, clap anyway, man. On South Sato Appreciation Night, man. We need to set record-breaking super chats, y'all. Let's break. I don't know what the record is, but we're going to break it, whatever it is.
Will Chisholm says, I know Fightful said that Julia was supposed to be facing Roxanne at Heatwave. Do you think that they're using Lola because Julia broke her wrist? I don't know for sure. I have no idea what the situation was supposed to be or isn't going to be. But I feel like Lola Vice, I'm because we've been seeing her on a weekly basis and there's a story and they've been building her up, I'm more interested in that right now. Only because she's had a story on the show. And I feel like you are rewarding the people that are tuning in to follow the NXT storylines on a weekly basis. And you're also rewarding the talent that is there right now doing the business, doing the thing. And you know, we've said a lot of great things about Lola Vice today. But one of the thing I love the most, and you'll hear me say this 100 times, is when she comes out there, she lays her shit in. Like she actually looks pissed every single time. She looks mad. She brings fire. And I love that. I really, really love that, because if I'm watching someone fight, if I'm watching someone feud with someone, I truly want to believe that this is real. Make me believe that. Get me out of my own head.
Denise, you're so great.
You know, that's what Lola Vice does for me. That's what she does for me.
Yes, and me too, because I feel for her, like, the way she uses her looks, because for me, like, you know, of course, women are beautiful, of course, you know, ain't nothing wrong seeing a good-looking woman. It's like, you feel like, say you're a good-looking dude and then who's ripped, ain't nothing wrong seeing that. But for me, I really do look at the work rate, though. Like, what I hate seeing when certain companies put in like model, just models, and they put in some tights up their butt, is in that ring, botching all the place, whatever. But Lola Vice, her looks are, I feel it's on purpose though, to show you she is deceivingly beautiful, right? Deceivingly beautiful. So she looks so cute, so beautiful, right? But this girl will kick your ass, will kill you. And I love that about that.
Yeah.
Because she'll look so dainty and all that, and all the, I'm Latina, and like, and the hips, like, and the hips don't lie and all that. She's beautiful. She like, I'm gonna like all that, hit all that. But then when that bell rings, or if you see her highlight package from her in MMA with the mop, man, that's what I love, like a beast, like hair just I mean, tearing girls.
She gets mean. I mean, when she puts her hair back and she's like fish, she's like, oh, she's scary. I love that.
Because like, I want women in there who compete. I hate the we're not friends anymore storyline, or I like this guy. I hate that. I want women like Lola Vice. We're beefing right now because I want to be the best. That's it.
That simple as that. Just like the men, they want to be the best. Yeah. And so for the women as well. We got Jay Stone here who says, Lola is ready for the NXT women's title scene. Just odd timing with Julia on deck. Also, I need Dragon Lee versus Young OG. Dude, yes. That needs to happen at some point. And I feel bad for Dragon Lee. They keep putting him in these like little spots here and there, and then they don't do anything with him. That was sort of my gripe. I didn't like seeing him lose to Carlito on Monday. Whatever. I know why they did it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Three, like, for me, like, he's being in the LWO has done him any favors to me. Like, it just hasn't.
I don't think he's actually technically in it. Is he technically in it? I thought he was just kind of there.
I saw him wearing the LWO shirt in the match.
So he is in the LWO?
I think besides helping them sell more merch, I don't see how it's helping anybody really, though. Like, with Zelina Vega, Zelina had her own gimmick that was working already. So I don't really understand, like, and Andrade's back. So I don't understand. Trips, you're in charge now. We'll forget about this happening. We'll forget all about this. And just the next week, you can just come out and, you know, we'll turn Keo and we'll back.
A little reorganization. That's all they need to do. Just move things around, clarify a few things, because I didn't even realize Dragon Lee was fully in the LWO. I just thought they were friends. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. All right, whatever. That's terrible. In fact, I can't even say he's in the LWO. And I watch the product every week. We got Jared here who says, you forgot NXT is teen drama and Chase, you are the lovable nerd clique. It is teen drama. I think they're not so much teen drama as they were in the beginning of NXT 2.0. I feel like they've now matured just a tad bit. But I don't know if Chase, you are a lovable nerd clique anymore. They were once.
I felt the season finale of all this should have been JC James' storyline when, like, Thea Hale realized that he bet on the line. And, like, once Thea Hale got them out of debt, that's when they all should have, like, moved on. That, to me, that was a series finale of Chase U. Like, that should have been it right there. But, like, now it's like, nah, like, what else can they do? They won the tag belts. He's never going to be NXT champion. That's never going to happen. So, like, I don't know what else there is to do.
Thank you so much to Jared. All right, so I agree with you on that. Let's go ahead and switch gears to Kalani Jordan, defending for the first time her NXT North American Women's Championship against Meechan. This wasn't a bad match. I had one pet peeve, and I'm sure you guys will know the pet peeve. Jada gets involved. She shoves Meechan. And so Kalani sort of won, but with the help of Jada Parker. And I'm thinking, dude, this is her first defense of the title. up against a pretty damn good opponent with Meechan, and she got some help for the win here. I didn't want to see it happen like that. I'm just being nitpicky on this.
I can agree with you. First of all, I want to say I love Jada Parker. I'm with Reg on that. Me and Reg.
I was about to say, I wonder why you love Jada Parker.
Yes. I think she's amazing. I follow her on Instagram. If you ever see this, Jada, you are the best. Okay, you are awesome. Because I feel just, to be honest, of course, besides her being very pretty, though, I like her promo. Her promos are very, like, gritty, like, very, like, the edge, the attitude. It's like her promos are her talking. I feel it's her talking, not I'm reading a script. Like, I'm going to turn you black and blue, like, the way she talks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like her attitude in, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, I like that energy in there. And it's like you said, too, but I really wish it had been a one-on-one because Kalani is so amazing. She is our RVD. Like, her ring style, her work is so – it's just – it screams RVD, and she does it so well. And she didn't need the interference. She could have won clean. And like I said, her first title defense, I felt the Good Brothers being out there was enough to, like, of a challenge that she could overcome. I felt that was enough. OTM coming out, and I'm not into OTM. I'm not.
No, like, it's more about Jada, I think, than the actual guy. Jada,
yes, because they've already released Screams. He's not even there anymore. So I thought he was the leader of it. So they should really just go ahead and I don't even know their names. Like, get rid of them. It's, Jada Parker.
I know their names, but I'm blanking right now. Hold on. OTM NXT. Watch, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to feel stupid. Oh, yeah. Bronco Nima and Lucian Price.
Oh, yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? But I feel the same way where I'm like, yeah, I know their names, but like at the top of my head, can I recite it? Probably not.
Yeah, they're to me, like, and like I know they're good talents and I'm happy they're living their dreams though, but in terms of storylines, it's forgettable. The standout to me is Jada Parker, and in this match, Kalani could have simply won on her own. I felt it would have been better for the title. It'd have been a better way to defend it, to set it up as something legitimate. And then maybe after the match, have Jada come out, do a beatdown, and maybe Kalani can come in for the save. You know, and then her and Meechan shake hands again. Respect for the title, fade away. I felt that would have been good, though. But interference in it, like, is that how you want to tie in Jada? Because Jada doesn't need to be tied in that way. I want her to be in it in a better way than just interfering because she's upset or bitter. Like, no. Jada can really go in the ring, y'all. She can really rest. She's not like a chicken shit heel. She can really box. She can really, like, fight. So have her be fearless. Say, I got next. You know, I want her just out there just watching it like that. Like, be a bat because she's like, I feel... She's like
she has like a badass vibe. Yeah.
Yes.
That's who she is. That's the vibe she gives. That's the vibe she gives off. Like, I look at her, I'm like, I'm not gonna mess with her. She kicked my ass. Yes.
like doing chicken shit, like interference. How do you do that? Like, no.
So, by the way, since we're talking about tag teams too, and you mentioned OTM, some great news because I'm a big fan of Hank and Tank Ledger. They're back. They're back, yes. Baby. I like Hank and Tank. You know, two meaty dudes. I like their personalities. I don't know what it is. I've been a fan of these guys from the very beginning. So I'm really excited. They're back. They're coming after the new Catch Republic. I'm here for this. Like, this is a tag team I can see myself getting invested in. Like, give me a second. Let me fall in love with Hank and Tank.
I agree. And like, I like seeing a meaty tag team. We haven't had one of those since Heavy Machinery in NXT. Like, so I like seeing a tag team like that, lovable. And I'm very excited to see what they do with them. So I definitely agree with you wholeheartedly.
All righty. And we only really got one more thing to get into since we kind of already talked about everything else. Actually, there's two things because so one thing we touched on briefly earlier was the Obafemi Wesley stuff. But one of the things we forgot to mention was that they had a bit where Brooks Jensen is, basically like being all crazy and trying to get into the ring, and they don't pay attention to it like Wesley and Obafemi, but the camera does pan out so that you could actually see Brooks Jensen. I know that this is something that he has been doing, and so I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, like, this is interesting to me because he went from a guy on the show that didn't really have much of a personality. And I honestly just kind of gave up. I was like, I don't think we're going to get much else from Brooks Jensen. So I'm curious to see. I haven't seen too much of what he's been doing outside of NXT, but I have heard that he's, you know, going all mad and crazy, loose cannon, all of that. So now it's just a matter of, I want to see it on NXT because I haven't really seen it everywhere else.
I agree. They've definitely been doing a slow build for this too and put them in all the different places. I mean, I feel this is something that would only happen with Triple H and Charlotte. Vince would never have allowed this. So I feel this is definitely something that, you know, this could build. But no, I agree. I do want to see this come to something though. Like, in that, because the segment that the way they filmed it was very good though. You know, I was more into Oba and Wes But I did see that too, though. So I do hope it develops into something really well. I don't see him winning a title, though. But I mean, I do hope it develops into something where he's more prominent. But good, because I don't see anyone taking that title off of Oba. I don't see anyone taking it off of him. Like,
it would have to be really convincing. Yes. And I just remember the original version of Brooks Jensen. So right now, I can't really see it just yet.
No, like, I thought if anybody, Dijak, but that he's on Raw now. So.
And no. We haven't even seen Dijak. Come on now. Like, we need to see Dijak. All right. Yeah. We got a very generous super chat. This one's from Lawrence Ross. Lawrence, thank you so freaking much. Says, hi, Denise. Great review. Do we get a tag match between AEW versus Trick? Hold on. Versus Trick and the OG. Hold on. I'm confused. Versus AEW versus Trick and the OG. No, I think he means freaking, who was I talking about earlier? I was just talking about Sean Spears and Ethan Page.
Yes.
Sorry, it took me to that. I was like, AEW. I was like, wait a minute, this is the wrong Forbidden Door.
Like, wait a minute, exactly. That will never be open by now.
Yeah, that's really hilarious. AEW versus Trick and OG.
I love how NXT is taking like AEW people and like putting such great polish on them, because between him and Lexus King, I'm loving it.
It's primarily for me just so far been Ethan Page. I was very shocked that I've said this a million times, but I really do think that the buzz sort of died down for Brian Pillman, Lexus King. And I feel like that's sort of been a bummer, because I wasn't wanting to see that. I don't want to see that die down. I was sort of interested to see what they were going to do with him. And it started off really well and then sort of just faded. And then with Sean Spears, same thing. He came in and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I've seen a lot of good stuff from Sean Spears in AEW. He has a pretty good range of characters that he can do. And I don't really feel like what he's been doing has been interesting. It started off interesting where helping people reveal their truths, and then it just kind of went nowhere. So I'm sort of sitting here going, huh? I mean, I'm interested in what Ethan Page is doing, but I'm not so crazy about what we've seen with Lexus King and Sean Spears.
I can agree with you too, and because I feel like I love Lexus King's intro, I love his energy, but he's definitely cooled off a lot compared to when he first came in. And I mean, I felt like they should have struck before, though. But you know, I still feel there's possibly hope. But what you said about what's his name? I can wholeheartedly agree with you. What's his name? Oh my God,
Sean Spears?
You just said his name. Right. Yeah, Sean Spears. Like, I wholeheartedly agree. Like, if I'm Triple H, I'd be like, hey, Sean, come here, man. Listen, we got this Ty Dillinger costume for you, man. Just go ahead, throw this on. Just, no, it's not working. No, not working. Come on. Perfect 10. Let's go. Come on. It's not working. Like, you literally killed Cody Rhodes and AEW, and we still didn't care. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like the stuff that he was doing with MJF and Wardlow. The accountability buddy stuff. Oh, it was funny. I laughed. I giggled. I ha-ha'd.
Yeah, but, it was cool.
But to answer Lawrence's question, yes, I do believe we're going to be seeing that tag team match. I'm assuming it's going to happen next week and before NXT Heatwave. So yes, I definitely do see that happening. Thank you so much for the generous, generous super chat.
It's y'all keep them coming in, because it's worth it, y'all. The big time money of the payoff is what matters, y'all, for real. Like, at the end of this live stream, I hope she can like get a big cash out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you so much, Chinadu. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, you're my Paul Heyman. I'm just gonna have you like come with me everywhere. Like, please come to my next job interview. I was like, everything. We got Sterling here, by the way, who asked, worst thing about Scotland, seeing a rat in a restaurant. I nearly died, dude.
In the restaurant?
Yes. Okay, so I'm sitting down in this very nice Italian restaurant. I think it's called Barolo or something, or Barola. Ooh. And I'm sitting down enjoying myself. I had a pizza, and I had just asked the waitress, like, let me see your dessert menu. I'm thinking, I'm going to get a dessert. I'm kind of feeling myself. I'm on vacation. Right? That's what I'm telling myself. And so I open it up, and I'm like thinking, and then something tells me, you know what, Denise, don't get a dessert. So I decided I'm not going to get a dessert. And so I'm waiting, because I wanted to tell the waitress to give me my checks, because that I wasn't going to get a dessert. And as I'm waiting, I'm looking on my phone, and I hear these people screaming. And I'm like, why are they screaming? And then all of a sudden, I turn and I see the rat running down the little walkway full speed, goes underneath the table. And they didn't. I got up and I ran. I freaking ran. I ran to the counter because I still hadn't paid yet. And I was looking at the workers trying to get the rat out. They could not get the rat out. When I left, the rat was still there.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's
you see what I was. It was terrible. And apparently this is a lot of people seem to be like, oh, it's kind of a common thing. Or I'm not really too sure if it is or if it isn't. It's never happened to me in any restaurant ever. It's
yeah, we don't do thing, that. Right? Yeah, no, like if I see a rat in a restaurant, that's the universal sign in Texas. The meal's free now. So don't that. If I see a rat, that means we just ate for free. That's just no.
Right? No, they didn't. No, they weren't like we. They the girl looked at me. She's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "You're asking me if I'm okay."
Did you see that dinosaur just run across this room?
Like, yeah. It wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal to me and maybe the other tourists that were there, but it wasn't a big deal to them. And I paid for my food. I left, and I cannot tell you. I spooked myself in the elevator when my dress touched my ankle. I'm like, oh my God, it's the rat. Like in my mind, the rat came home with me. It really, I felt like I traveled with it. I had to take a shower. I really, like, I'm not even messing around. I legitimately had to take a shower because I felt like the rat was with me.
I believe it, man. The phantom fears, I feel the same way, man. Rats and flying cockroaches. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I can't.
Please, no. I don't know what's worse. I would know. I've had that happen to me in Texas. It was the worst experience of my life because, you know, Texas, they got a shit ton of roaches there. I was in a supposedly nice hotel. Okay. It was supposedly 4 stars. Like the company I was working with at the time had booked it. Okay, great. And I ended up, this was the most humiliating story ever, but I ended up calling my husband, my mom, the lady at the front desk in tears, crying and I was hysterical because there was roaches of all different sizes in my room. I'm talking different sizes, different shapes, and the furniture was brown and the roaches were brown. So they blended in. They were on the floor. Yeah. They were on the door. They were on the curtains. And I was standing there in the middle of the room crying my eyes out because there was roaches everywhere. And I went to them and I'm like, the front desk was just like, I told them, like, are you just going to kill them? And they said, no, they don't do that. They just let them roam. They just change you rooms. That's all they do. So they just changed me rooms, and they never sent anybody to go kill the roaches.
Oh, no, I can't do that. First of all, I can't even sleep knowing the roaches in there. I can't even sleep in here no more. Now, I got to find a new hotel. And secondly, I think that's awful they did that. I believe you about the roach part, because in Texas, our roaches are very big out here.
Like, yes.
The bugs, that whole rumor about Texas bugs, it is very real, y'all. Our bugs are about this big, like huge bugs, big old long antennas that like the wings, and they fly and they're aggressive. They'll fly toward on you on purpose. They fly towards you, and so you seeing that, I believe it, and that's horrifying too. Because our roaches, they don't leave you alone. They go to where the food is, where you are, where they feel there's heat. If there's cold, so your body heat attracts them to lay under you, get under all that. It's bad.
And when I came back from LAX, there was all these signs and customs that says that hopefully you didn't, like, don't pack pests with you. There are signs there that say don't pack pests with you. I started thinking, did I bring home ratatouille with me? Like, I don't want to know that I brought home ratatouille.
You may have, because every Texan, when we pack, you know, you got to do one of these every time, every shirt. And the And so even more reason for when Denise travels, right, although this is by her company, if in the future when she travels to hotels, things like that, we need to make sure Denise is staying in nice hotels that are roach-free, which is why your super chats are very important.
Trinidad, I can tell you so many stories. I've told so many on the air of, like, weird-ass Airbnb stories, hotel stories, you name it. I have, like, a million of them. But the roaches one was the worst one, especially because to this day, my husband still makes fun of me. And he goes, because I think I was like 27 at the time. He goes, you were an almost 30-year-old woman crying. He's all, I was miles away, Denise. He's all, what was I going to do about the roaches? And I was like, you don't understand. Because to him, it's not a big deal. Like, he's like, oh, it's a bug. I'll kill it. Whatever, right? He's like, you called your mom crying. He's like, you were almost 30. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Listen, they were having a whole roach convention in my room right now. It was different same size. The United Nations of these roaches were in my room. And I don't know. And like, I'm not afraid of bugs myself either though, but Texas bugs are different breeds of bugs. Like you can't, they jump. Okay. Like a gang out here. Don't do that. It's, I understand. I've been crying too. Okay. I've been emotional. I worked too hard, okay? I flew out here. Maybe put me in the wrong room, right? You're going to change the room right now.
There is a meme. I don't know if anyone has seen this, but there's a meme that says, you don't even have to rob me with a gun. You can rob me with a roach. And I will tell you, that is the most real thing I've ever seen in my life. You could literally rob me with a roach.
If I saw a roach in my room right now, depending on how big it is, it could have this house. It could mess around and take it to my house. Wow, that is a big one. It's rare with raid and it drinks the raid. Oh, God, yeah, this is his house. This is, I don't even belong here. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, literally. Take the house. Take it all. Alrighty, everyone. So we've gone way over time, but Chinadu, I had such a great time doing the show with you. You're so much fun. I seriously want to thank you for all the kind words, coming on here, taking the time to do the show with me. Please let the people know where they can follow you, support you. I posted your Twitter link in the description box below, but where can people find your comedy?
Oh, thank you. You can find me everywhere at Chinadu Ogu on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. I'm on Threads as well. I'm still on MySpace, Hi-Fi, Black Planet, Christian Mingle, everything you can think of. I'm on it, okay? Check me out. If you live in Texas, I'm on the CBS affiliate out here, KHOU, for the morning show and the sports show. You can catch me on Merritt Street Media. I'm currently on tour right now. Tickets going on sale very soon. If you live in Houston, I'm doing my biggest show ever. I rented out a Cypher Theater, 1,500 seats. For my September 21st show, if you want to come on out, it'll be there, sponsored by Pepsi and Whataburger. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets in the first week of sales. You'll be entered into a raffle where you will win free Whataburger for a year. One lucky person will win it. So come on out to get your tickets at chinaduogu.com. Other than that, follow me everywhere at chinaduogu. New videos every day. Just want to make comedy to help get through the day. Other than that, I just want to really thank Denise. It's not about me. It's about Salcedo. That's what I call Salcedo. One of the coolest people out here. All right, so even when this live stream ends, still hit her Cash App, hit her Zelle, still give money to this person, okay? Because travel expenses, everything that goes with what she does costs money, y'all, to bring us this entertainment that we can watch at our leisure. We click press play. We think it's nothing. It's a lot of work behind the scenes to get in contact with these people, to get on WWE's radar. It's a lot of work. And for them to trust you with pre-shows and to trust you with their interviews with their celebrities, their stars, their quote-unquote intellectual properties is what it really is. And they trust you to interview them, things like that. It's a big deal. Be very proud of yourself, and I'm proud of you as well. And so is the DWO. So DWO, even if you don't get on here tonight, the next time, even if I'm not here, just keep that in mind, all right? She works very hard. Every dollar counts, okay? So just be sure to show that love every time.
Thank you, Chinadu. I got to tell you, I'm going to have to take your number down, and every time I feel like shit, I'm going to call you and be like, I need a pep talk.
You should, absolutely, because me and myself, I get up every day at 4 a.m. I work out. I talk with God. I get ready, get my kids ready for school. And when I see your grind, I get up at 4 a.m. and I see a new video from Salcedo just posted it. I'm like, and you grind. Like, you don't quit. There's some videos that go viral and some of yours don't do as well. They'll get 1.4 thousand views. The next one will do 3 million. But you keep going. You keep going. You keep going. And that consistency is where a lot of people quit. Because some folks will make one video because then they go viral. Now they quit in a month later. It's a lot of work. You have to be.
People don't talk about that. That messes with your freaking psyche. I've listened to podcasts where YouTubers talk about this. People do not like realize that you live and die by a freaking number. And it is horrible.
Yes.
And you have to every single time. It's like climbing out of a hole. Every time.
Every time. And with YouTube checks, y'all, like, don't think YouTube checks are cool sometimes, though, man. But like, they change the algorithm so much that it's hard to even make a consistent living off YouTube checks, though. So when you guys give to Salcedo, you really are helping fund what we love. And the fact that most times, I'm pretty sure she probably takes the money and puts it back into this. It's not like she even goes and buys shoes, but she puts it back into this for us. So if anything, you're giving the money right back to yourself, your own entertainment, your own viewership. Like, she'll probably use it to buy a new camera. Look at the stuff behind her. Look at the Look at the stuff behind her. Look, all those things cost money. The Triple H crown, the Funko Pops, the Bret Hart poster, the WrestleMania 21 press badge right there.
No, don't
the
be fooled. AW that one's from Toys right R Us.
But hey, you know, regardless though, but those things cost money. To build a set, the microphone, the chair, everything, the lower thirds, all the stuff, whatever, everything, the StreamYard subscription that you pay every month to do this, it all costs y'all. And if you guys don't know what the costs are, I just explained it to you. So you can never say you don't know. So always support y'all. Say though, man. It's hard, man. Because like, when I do my videos too, man, like I get 10 views, I be feeling discouraged. So it's hard work. But Salcedo, you push through. You deserve the very best. And I wish you could mute Sean Ross Sapp on his show sometime because he does
Let's
it too
go.
Much.
I wish you do don't that. Worry, I got the mute Even though, button.
Yes, and SRS, I love you, bro. If you ever see this, I love you, bro. You are cool too. But man, don't nobody do it like Salcedo, man. I gotta say, the very best though. And if you ever need a co-pilot again, it'll be my honor.
Thank you so much, Shinadu. Alrighty, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. Please do not forget to subscribe. Check out the Clash at the Castle content. Thank you so much. I will be back here tomorrow with Reg for AEW Dynamite. Friday with Robin for SmackDown. And then Saturday, I will be here for Collision Conversation. And that's about it, guys. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Thanks. When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.